Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. I'm Anishka Perlman. I'm standing in Gendarmenmarkt Square. There are 6,000 people or more here. It is the open-air classical festival, and it is quite historic today because Germany's legendary rock band, the Scorpions, are performing their greatest hits, accompanied by the prestigious classical symphony orchestra, Deutsches Babelsberg Filmorchester. The conductor is American Scott Lawton. He says the orchestra is well-suited for the challenge of playing rock music.
This is a very special orchestra that is extremely active in crossover projects and film music projects, predestined for this kind of work.
Crossover projects like this can be tricky. There are fundamental style differences to address.
The musicians from one side don't automatically speak the same language as the musicians from the other side. Usually the classical people don't improvise. Classical musicians are always trained to control their instruments so that they can blend very well. And usually a strong artist in the pop rock direction tries to do the opposite.
Lawton says the secret is to have the right arranger and conductor.
If there's a very clever musical person who writes the arrangements for the classical musicians so that the rock pop world music people feel at home, then I'd say about 60% of the work is done. And the remaining 40% is for the conductor to help the classical people play as rhythmically and with the correct style that the people from the other side see.
So, who is the arranger? A few years ago, the Scorpions commissioned Austrian-born Christian Kolonowitz for a TV and CD project with the Berlin Philharmonic. The project proved so successful that the Scorpions have continued to perform these arrangements. Lawton believes this is a testament to the skill of Kolonowitz.
These are, without a doubt, the finest orchestra arrangements that I've encountered with rock music.
The admiration appears to be mutual. Kolonowitz recruited Lawton after seeing him conduct at a TV gala.
Well, he comes up to me. He says, "Hey, Scott, I was watching you conduct. Sounds great. Listen, I have a big conflict. The Scorpions are doing a Russian tour in 3 months, and I'm with some other artist. Can you jump in and conduct the tour for me?"
At the time, Lawton wasn't familiar with their music. He conducted several pieces without having heard the original versions. Now that he has, he believes some of the orchestra versions, like Hurricane, are actually better. Even the Scorpions seem to agree.
He threw in a melody that the Scorpions didn't even know about, and wrote a drum solo over it. Ever since they've experienced this orchestra version, they use this special new thing. Their song is better from this interlude that the arranger thought of.
In his free time, Lawton listens to music, but not just any music.
I listen at home, and you're going to be surprised, to folk music.
He also relaxes by getting back to his roots, playing Broadway musicals on the piano.
I finally performed The Rhapsody in Blue while leading from the piano. And if there's a chance to play and conduct in the same concert, I'm looking for that too.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Anishka Perlman.